Gina, can you give us an overview of why Charlie was euthanized?
It was a combination of concerning issues. Right up through yesterday morning, the reports on Charlie's internal state were not good, and our vet was never at a place where she felt comfortable saying he was out of the woods. Charlie's experience here was always guarded condition, and that was never removed. Yesterday's results showed his liver was compromised due to the side effects of the medications, and our chief veterinary officer decided that a discussion on what might be the final attempted treatment plan was going to take place this weekend. So medically, it was becoming increasingly clear that the disease that Charlie was suffering from might possibly be incurable.
And the SPCA also stated that you noticed his behavior became more aggressive. When you did a behavior evaluation, what did you end up seeing?
Charlie was not able to tolerate the presence of another live dog. When the live dog was removed from the room, mere seconds later, we brought a large stuffed dog. This isn't a stuffed animal that's on your bed. This is a large stuffed dog that people use for such evaluations. When that dog was brought into the room, Charlie immediately and viciously pinned it and bit it and shook the dog. The behavior he exhibited wasn't the behavior of a dog who was playing with the stuffed animal or a dog who was a little frustrated, who finally had time to play. This was offensively aggressive behavior, and it happened more than once. He repeated the behavior throughout the entire evaluation.
So what do you do next in a situation like that?
We decided, all right, we need to speak with some other behavior specialists outside of the SPCA, which is what we did. We wanted to speak with more, and we thought by early next week we would make a collective decision on Charlie's state and behavior. But when Charlie was brought back to the ICU here at the SPCA, he was doubly secured in his steel cage, and in a very short period of time, with his growing frenzied state, our staff yesterday evening saw that he managed to chew through the metal bracket fastening the door, and then he chewed through the metal part of the door that was holding it closed. So he extracted himself from the cage, and as he became increasingly agitated, he became incredibly destructive in ICU. There was blood all over the room from his teeth bleeding, from chewing through all the metal, chewing through all the steel. It wasn't safe to approach him. His heightened state of frustration, his mental deterioration, his inability to calm down quickly led him to injuring himself. At that point, a decision had to be made. At that point, we realized it is now inhumane to keep him with us while he is in this frenzied state. We can't do this to this dog mentally.
Is it possible that Charlie was involved in dogfighting?
The behavior he exhibited was consistent with behavior that we've learned has had something to do with dog fighting and training. A lot of us here have gone to classes and we've been educated as far as dog fighting. We've seen videos of dog fights. So a lot of us here are familiar with what dog fighting actually is and what it looks like. We can't say that this is what happened to Charlie. We can say that some of the behavior he exhibited looked like some of that behavior.
After being found in a garbage tote, Charlie seemed to get a lot of community support. Is that a positive we take away from this?
That is something that we may not have had the opportunity to see if it hadn't been for Charlie. So we'll be forever thankful to him for giving us the opportunity to see the good in people. I know this is a brutal situation, and at the very least, there was some level of cruelty here. We can't say right now exactly what it was, but this was an emaciated dog who was found in a garbage tote. So at the very least, there is a certain level of cruelty here. But we were able to see the outpouring of love from tens of thousands of people, and we'll forever be thankful to Charlie for that.